with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year, January 2nd, 2016. Another year is finished, and we are well into the new year. Here it is, the 2nd of January, 2016. And, you know, in my mind, it wasn't a big deal. I know that a lot of resolutionists look forward to a new beginning because they feel like they haven't done the best they could with the previous year, so we jump into a fresh, new, clean slate. That hasn't kind of been the thought process in our home for some reason. It's just kind of like we just kind of keep rolling and lots of stuff going on. We had our small group over last night, and one of our members just spent the last, 9-10 weeks in Mozambique. And so we've all had quite an active, just lots of stuff going on. So what we're going to do this morning, we're going to regroup. Unless I hear from Brody here in the next few minutes, I would like to, and this is very fitting, and this is why I asked Brody to share with us kind of a New Year's charge, and I think we can do the same thing and talk about what we have to work with as far as keeping the ball rolling like what we've been doing the last year of 2015 with a new customer focus in what we're doing as wellness consultants, breaking away from traditional network marketing, which has always been sign up everybody as consultants, get them all in, you know, as distributors, get them to pay that membership fee because that's where they get the biggest bang for the buck on the products. Well, that is a thing of the past, and if you took the 8 minutes to watch the New Year video by Ben Woodward, then you know exactly what I'm talking about, and that is just two amazing opportunities. Statistically, and this is a quick review for a lot of us, 90% of people would join Neekin as a consultant. They'd pay that membership fee over the years and to make a one purchase. And then that was it, kind of a once and done. But that was the bulk of the people that were joining Neekin. They were not joining to build the business. And basically, Neekin responded by saying, hey, that's not what we want. We want people to get connected to Neekin as fast as they possibly can. So we went through a major price restructuring 2 months ago, actually 2 months ago today. And the result was all but one of our current product offering were reduced, and some were cut in half, others were just slightly reduced, but what the end result was that we saw North America wide a almost doubling of the volume from the previous month, and which to me, I'm still scratching my head. We discussed this, I've discussed it with several people, and that if you see a doubling and some product pricing was cut in half, that means you basically had to quadruple if you play with the numbers right. But what Neekin discovered is that people want the product. They know the product works. They know it changes lives, and that's what they want. I talked to one of our customers the other day who wanted to simply order a Magplex for her dad's back. And she said, your dad had said that the price had gone down a little bit? And I said, yeah, it has. And I told her what the new price was, and she just went, oh, wow, well, that's fantastic. Didn't even bat an eye, write me a check on the spot, and ordered her, set her up as a customer, and got everything ordered, and actually combined it with another customer's order to, you know, get the other customer up over the threshold. And what we have now, the two main things that we have to roll with, to run with, I believe there still will be a perk announced, so I want to let everybody know and remind everybody, Monday evening, January 4th, kickoff call, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. out on the East Coast, you'll want to dial in and get connected on the kickoff call to hear it live, but I do believe there should be, maybe not, there will be a continuation of the perk that we had. I don't even know what they called that incentive for us as consultants when we registered two customers in the same calendar month who both purchased over $125 at the customer price or 100 points, then when we would receive $50 in free product the following month. Don't know yet what is taking place with that incentive, but what I do know, the two main things for our customers. And the customers are the lifeblood of our organization, the driving force. What we have to offer them now is 40% off of their first initial order. And I believe the script that I had read said newly sponsored customers. So if you've got, you know, customers that are sponsored that haven't ordered anything, that would still count. But I'm going to double check and confirm that first thing Monday morning. I got a kind of a pecking list of questions that I want to get answered. But right behind that, to encourage our customers to jump on board AutoShip, a 25% discount for any and all of the consumable items. So any of the nutritionals, the skincare, the filters, 25% discount on any of those items when entered in on to AutoShip. So when you look at the current pricing structure, what that means is they're getting it at cost. We still, on the other hand, make the retail profit, the markup of that, and it's a real incentive because we're going to be making the difference in that, and then based on our rank, we'll be making the commission off of the volume. So it really is geared and structured for people to see that, well, shoot, if I can get the products at a 25% discount on AutoShip, I mean, this is huge. And when you look at what we will earn in the payout structure, it's huge for us. That falls right in line with the new standard of for those of us who have leadership, you know, leaders, silvers and above in our organization to maintain and be paid our commissions on ours, 5 customer sales per month. We get 5 or more on AutoShip when they're receiving a 25% discount. This will make it not only easier, but more attainable, if I could describe it that way, for us to immediately enroll them, get them on AutoShip so they can see. And let me break it down for you, what that means for somebody looking at hooking up and utilizing the Vital Balance. I'm looking at a few customers that we have that are using AutoShip for their Vital Balance. Their price would go down if basically I can, you know, stop their AutoShip and re-enroll the spouse, if I so chose, and they would save even more. And that's the bonus. Or I will watch to see if it automatically goes down because they're newly sponsored. So I don't know the exact details on that. You know, what is the definition of a newly sponsored consultant and whatnot? But I think the premise is here we have a 40% discount off of their initial order, off the, you know, the customer price, and then anyone who chooses to enroll in AutoShip, a 25% discount off of that price. So looking at the cost of a waterfall, what does that bring that down? You know, cost of the waterfall is $249. Well, if it's their initial order, 25% off would bring it down to our cost at $199. So take another 15% off that, and you're looking at even less than what we can get it for as a consultant. So some of you are already thinking ahead the game. It would behoove you to, you know, if you're going to order something big, if you really want to take a major savings off of it, you could order it underneath one of your customers and part of their first initial order to save even more. So there's all different ways to play the game, but I think what we have now is a very, very attractive out of the gate. And how many of us would love, you know, when you're standing at the checkout stand at Target, Walmart, Macy's, wherever, and they constantly hound us to open up a charge card. And they say, well, you can, you know, today at Kohl's, you can get 15% off your entire purchase. Well, how would you respond if they said you can get an additional 40% off your entire purchase? Well, that'd be a no-brainer. I think all of us would go, yeah. I mean, why would you not? I mean, that's huge. So again, we have a better attraction when it comes to the pricing to really woo people in and get them hooked and allow them to see that, hey, this is what wellness is. And Nikan's realized that, hey, to make it easier and more affordable for everybody. This is what they've done, and it's a totally shift. It's a complete shift in the network marketing industry, because other companies, what's traditional in this industry is we have to increase the price margin, even if it's a product that's widely available, because ours is more exclusive, ours is better, we've got more organic ingredients, that kind of thing. But that's not the case with Neekin. So I want to open the line. Questions, comments, concerns. Where do you see this going for us as consultants? What do you see this doing for us as we blast into a new year? How are you going to utilize it? Now, and I fully understand that some of us are going, what email are you talking about? What 8-minute video? Well, I didn't even receive it from Neekin. Pam Benson was kind enough to forward it on to me because for some reason I didn't get the email. But I sat down as soon as I saw it and watched it and thought, okay, this is a no-brainer. And then I went through and read the instructions and what this promotion, what this new year will look like for us if we choose to utilize it. And I started thinking, oh my goodness, this person I talked to who said they were going to order, well, now this is even better. I mean, our existing customer force, when they start referring other people, we have the opportunity to say, well, hey, you know, this is what, you know, we spent on our initial purchase, but you as a brand new customer, and you can just made it even better. You can now get it, excuse me, you can now get it for this price. So, *6 on your phone line. Don't be shy. Hit *6. You got a question, a comment? Go ahead.
Vance?
Yes, go ahead, Barb.
I have a question because I have a person who tried to sign up under me on my website yesterday. So are you talking this, because I haven't seen that email, 40% off initial retail order for a customer, or is it a new consultant?
Just for the customers.
So any customer first order will get 40% off,
mm-hmm.
and 25% autoship off.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think you're thinking along the same lines that I am. So it would actually behoove somebody to register as a customer if they're going to buy a sleep system, because they're going to actually save more than if they bought it as a consultant.
Okay, but if you have somebody, and this person wants to be in it because of the business, so what I would be suggesting is she create a customer under her to do all that.
Exactly.
Mainly also because of the rank advancement won't count for her personal bonus.
It doesn't matter for her customer, but it will count for her because
right.
any customer order is directly linked to RID number. And this is the pattern that Neekin, that Ben over a year ago wanted us to get in the habit of. Basically building a customer base. Getting entirely away from self-consumption. It makes perfect sense. And it saves whether they're a consultant or a customer, it saves them a bunch of money. No longer no longer dealing with packs to save that 40%. Basically what we have now is what we had with the sleep system pack. That a brand new consultant, when they join and bought the entire sleep system, they could save 40% off the retail price, off that customer price right out of the gate. Well, now we have that same thing.
And that email was titled what?
Barbara, I think it came out on Facebook from Neekin headquarters.
Oh.
Yeah, originally announced on Facebook, but it was emailed out. And let me just pull it up here right quick. 2016 New Year announcement.
It came to my junk mail, Van.
Oh, maybe that's where mine is, huh? It's in the junk mail category or something. Well, Barb, I'm putting it into your email box right now, and it should be there within a couple seconds.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, if any of you haven't watched the video, I really, really encourage you to do it. You'll understand the vision behind this, and again, the shift. And ultimately, for those of us as consultants, the opportunity here to generate immediate income for brand new consultants who are direct, not even seniors, but right out of the gate to go out there and become customer acquisition specialists to start generating income, it's absolutely huge. Big congratulations, by the way. I think I just heard her voice, Julie. Julie Clark achieved silver, and I don't know, I wasn't following the timeline, and when I went to look up the numbers, I couldn't get them to generate. So, Julie, you pulled this off on the 30th, the 31st. Tell us a little bit about it, and congratulations.
Thank you. It was on the 30th, but then a couple more orders did come in again on the 31st.
Well, fantastic. This has been a long journey for you, but it's done now, and quite exciting.
I'm there.
Well, thank you, and way to go. And you did the 3 months, rolling 3 months, and you didn't even have to wait until January to tap into all your auto ships. But the beautiful thing is now is you immediately go from 10% commission up to 20 on top of the customer, you know, profit margin. I almost said the word retail, but I'm trying to get away from that entirely. But you've got quite the customer base. Let me just ask you and put you on the spot here, Julie. Where do you think things will go now with this? Is this an attractive offering? 40% off the initial sale, 25% off auto ship for your customers.
I think the 40% will be huge because I have a few people on. When I meet with people, I make a list of what they're interested in. And then, you know, they often say, well, you know, I need to wait for more money, or I can't do that right now. But, you know, I have my list of people, which was the people that I used at the end to get the orders in for the, you know, for the, to get me to silver. But I still have a few people that want the air purifier that's coming back at the end of the month. So, and they hadn't gotten it before specifically because of the price, even when it went on clearance and the price was reduced. So I think that, you know, I'm expecting that the new price is going to be lower when that becomes available, and then getting the 40% off on top of it. So I have a few people, when I got that email from you yesterday, and I was like, well, I didn't know that. Then I found the email in my junk file. A lot of stuff goes in junk now. It depends on how Negan sends it out. When it's sent to too many people at the same time, automatically we'll put it in my junk in case, because sometimes people send mass stuff. It's, I don't know. My other Negan stuff comes to my regular box.
Okay, so just as a reminder, and I'm scrolling through trying to find mine as you're sharing this to see
right.
If it's...
But I do think that the 40% is going to be huge. So those people that are on my list of wanting products, and actually I'm meeting with someone at 12:45 today, who is on that list of wanting products but hasn't ordered yet. So you know, I'll be able to tell her, you know, to group together the several things she wanted, because now she might get them all together because she can get them at 40% off.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think is going to be huge. But you said that we were still going to get commission on the whole thing.
Well, you're still going to get your bottom line. You're still going to get the commissionable volume for whatever rank that we have, executive, you know, senior executive, silver and above. And then also, when you break it down, the 40% off, there's still a retail commission, whatever, you know, and I don't know how all the numbers play out, you know, because the 40% off savings is, that's Nikan's deal. It's not you offering them a 40% off. So I don't know how it all breaks down. We kind of have to wait and see, and maybe Ben will address that on Monday evening. I'm hoping that he will. I'm guessing that he will, but you know, we wait and see.
And so if they start off, if that will probably not be an auto ship, because now you don't get the discount if it's on auto ship. So
right.
have the first order without auto ship, and then anything else that they want going on auto ship is what
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, and the other factor too, it's not available as of yet. Maybe it'll be announced on Monday, and it will be available. That for customers, they'll be able to set up their auto ship online without us having to phone it in. But even not, I mean, I know it's kind of a little awkward inconvenience to have to phone in an auto ship order. But the nice thing is that it's no different than when we introduce somebody to a waterfall. As soon as I place the order online, then I immediately pick up the phone and set up an auto ship for them so that every quarter they're receiving their filter so that it's not a guessing game. And I would encourage you, I assisted one of our customers yesterday. I stopped by, and she had a filter that she had changed in June, and she couldn't figure out why it wasn't producing alkaline water. And I said, well, you know, as soon as this gets wet, this filter, the clock starts ticking. The 90 days is going down immediately. And you can't, whether you're running water through it or not, it doesn't make any difference. The manual clearly states that every 90 days the filter should be changed. Whether it's used or not, and I'm trying to think of a good, illustration to, make it, it's kind of like, well, it's just like a perishable item, Once that carton of milk or that food item is opened, Emily was asking me the other day when we were out shopping. She said, "Danny, why is this cheese not in the refrigerator at this store?" And I said, "Well, it doesn't have to be refrigerated, I guess." I said, "Until after it's open." So as soon as that filter is wet, as soon as it's pre-soaked, that 90 days is clicking. Well, she already had an extra filter on hand. She pre-soaked it 2 days ago, so I popped it in and we replaced the stones as well, and sure enough, boom, I mean, man, that water was purple. And so that's one of the things that we try to do is set them up on an auto ship order. So now what we have the opportunity to do, enroll the customer, register them, help them bunch up, as Julie just stated, help bunch up a bunch of products so that they can, maximize that discount on that 40%, and then go ahead and set up an auto ship right there to start the next month, and then they'll be on from, going from there. But that initial offering, and I know, Julie, for you, the amount of customers that you've added the last couple of years has been quite significant. So to be able to offer them that, and I can already see, as Barbara just stated, it's worth people's while, even looking at it as a business, to go ahead and enroll as a consultant and then get a customer underneath of them and place that initial order underneath the customer to save, you're looking at a 15% savings below what our cost would be as consultants. And that just makes more sense to do it that way. So you can call it manipulation. You can call it, manipulating. It's just the way it is. If I get an ad in the mail, for a particular store that sells all kinds of tools, and it's a free flashlight with any purchase, and I know I've got to buy more than one item, well, I dig through the recycling bin at the post office and find that same circular and, hand one to Emily and give her $5 and say, "Here, buy this and we'll get another free flashlight." It's free. So it's a $2 value. So why would I not? The battery's already in the flashlight. It's what we do. And it's just being good stewards of our finances.
And Vance, you had said on another call, you can sign up your daughter or anybody in your household as a customer, and your address can be okay to give, the same address, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I'll go on record. I have not, have I done it? No, I don't think I have. Some people, are individuals. They're single. There's no other person in their household. An animal is a mammal. A cat, a dog, it's really not a living, person. But if that's what you have to do, that's what you do. Nikan's computer does not recognize multiple addresses at the same location. It doesn't matter. And the credit card is not an issue, ever. The idea, Nikan does not have a preventative sales department that's going to, you know, run a beta test to scroll down and say, ooh, we have, you know, multiple people registered at this address. not an issue. And even as consultants registered to the same address, not an issue. When we lived on my parents' property for the first year and a half of our marriage, we had, oh my goodness, what did we have? We had three golds and a royal diamond. So there were four, people registered at that address, at the time. Nikan doesn't care. So, register away.
So, Vincent, this rule has been changed then, because not long ago that you have to send to your customers a different address in order to get the discount that was allotted.
Well, in order to receive any perks associated with registering a customer, the order needed to go. To whatever address was on file. For an example, if I handed, like my friend Michelle Abramson, a newly registered customer, she orders a Flex. I already have one. I hand it to her. Essentially, I need it back to replace my minimal inventory that I have. So, you know, I could have the order shipped to me so I don't have to connect with her again. But no, according to, we want to keep this as legit as possible, so it looks better that the order is actually sent to the customer. So wherever the customer's address is registered, that's where it needs to go. And again, if there's multiple customers at the same address, it's not a big deal. So as long as that goes. So yeah, that won't be the case now because again, I don't know if there will be a perk, if there will be an incentive for us to register customers and get that order over a certain amount. This is better for us. I mean, as much as is, and there are people on the line right now, Barb included, that those of us who utilize the two customer incentive to get free products, this is better, way better, as far as I'm concerned. As much as I love the free product, I would much rather pass on an incentive, a perk for our brand new customers to place an order, to be able to obtain, because I've got several people that we've been speaking with in the past few weeks that some have joined, but they haven't placed that order. Some haven't. Now when I go back to them and say, hey, this is what we have to offer now, I think it's, as Julie just stated, it's going to be huge for new customers. Again, I don't know how the commissions will break down for us. It's kind of a wait and see game, but I think it's win-win. These are excellent questions and comments. Anybody else? Line is open. *6 on your phone line. And if you've never spoken up, now's your chance. Don't be shy.
Happy New Year, Vance.
Thank you.
It's Suzanne Steele.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are
Good
you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Excellent.
Awesome. Well, the thing that comes to me is that it's just I'm teaching old dogs new tricks. You know, those of us who have been in Nikan for a long time, we were always taught to leave our checkbooks at home when we're inviting guests to go to previews or other events, and now we're just encouraging people to invest in their health, and there's no reason why they wouldn't with these new prices and this brand new great thing that was announced yesterday. So, yeah, I'm excited.
And Suzanne, let me ask you this question. When you talk about and use the phrase keeping old dogs new tricks, is there a big mind shift that you think we'll need to experience to go through, you know, with this?
No, I don't think it's a huge mind shift. I mean, I made that shift when the prices changed in November. And it was really easy to do. You know, you just make that decision that I'm looking for customers. And really, if you think about it, I know I was a customer to start. I became a consultant just to get my products cheaper and never had any intention of building a business. And once people get excited about these products, then it's a more appropriate discussion to have whether or not they want to share it with other people and create income. So they might as well benefit right out of the gate and then, you know, become consultants if it's the right fit for them. It just makes more sense.
That's kind of what I've been thinking. So I'm serious. But there is a shift that we need to go through that, again, traditional network marketing has always stated that, hey, if you're going to get the best price, you need to become a member.
Yeah.
And I think even if somebody is new to this industry, if they've never been associated with the company, there's still that something out there, that premise that people know that that's kind of the way it is. Well, now that's no longer a factor. We've completely eliminated that.
This is Sahwe Vance.
Good morning, Wei.
Good morning and Happy New Year to every one of you. Yes, I'm working on the new shift. However, I was guided to, I did just like a random post the other day, you know, very, just like, you know, very casual, but I still need a couple of business builders. So I said, you know, who is interested in an online business I have going on? Because up to now, I have 2,000 people, but they don't really know that I have this online business. But yeah, that casual conversation, I'm converting a couple of customers, and then I have a few interviews for a new consultant. So, you know, whatever approach you use, if it still works, whichever way you get through the funnel. So, because, you know, it's easier for me to talk about business as much as well. So, you know, just working with the new concept. But yes, I love this idea of the 40% off, and everyone have no problem just getting a customer ID and get a product. So that's very exciting. So
yeah. Good. Thanks, Wayne.
Vance, this is Bobby.
Go ahead, Bobby.
What did you, I just got to go back a minute. You said something about customers who had not ordered in a long time and what the perks would be for them. I have probably 3 or 4 that made a one-time order back in April when I spoke at one of my mixers, and I would like to send them an email. Do they get any perk out of this at all if they start ordering again?
They wouldn't. Establishing a new auto ship order, they would. They would be able to get, you know, all the consumable items at 25% off, I believe. But if not, I mean, you can always go through and, you know, like, for example, for an existing customer, go through. We can't do this online as of yet. Again, I'm crossing my fingers, and I've got my toes crossed right now that this will be announced and unveiled. Everybody I've spoken to in the distributor services department or customer services department have all stated that sometime in January, this was slated to be a release, but it's all dependent on the IT department if they got it programmed and set up. But, you know, checking to be able to take an existing customer and will they receive that 25% off for a newly created auto ship, it's basically putting it in, finding out, and discovering. If not, Bobby, there's nothing wrong with re-registering them as a customer, same exact name, address, email, and phone number. And, you know, you got a duplicate, you know, customer ID number, basically. But just, you know, it's a little bit of extra legwork on our part, but being able to tell somebody, hey, I know I registered you last April or, you know, a couple years ago. It's actually going to be to your advantage if we go ahead and put you back in the system. So go ahead and delete that ID number and that password that you have. And here's a new one. We'll just start over brand new, clean slate. And this will give you more bang for your buck. That's what there's always a way around it. And that's what I'll do.
Then they get the 40% off.
Then they would get that 40% off that would guarantee them getting the 25% off auto ship. So, you know, that's what I'll be doing. you know, if it doesn't apply for an existing customer who makes that decision to enroll in AutoShip.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And Vance, on the email it says that the 40% off is through your personal web page. So I don't know, we'll hopefully find out what that means, if they have to go through the web page to register as a customer or if we can do it ourselves.
Yeah. Again, it's a trial and error, I would imagine. As soon as the call is done, I didn't have a chance yesterday to play around with it, but I will log in underneath one of our customers and see what happens. Both an existing one and then one that we just registered last week to see for those who didn't, you know, haven't placed an initial order yet, to play around with it to see what happens. And again, maybe this doesn't go online until Monday, because I thought I read that somewhere in the email that later this month or something along those lines. I thought I saw those words. So we will wait and see.
Vance?
Yes.
This is Dory.
Good morning,
hi.
Dory.
Good morning. Happy New Year. I had a couple of questions, and this is about I'm going through my group, and I've been listening and trying to absorb things, but I wanted some clarification, if you could clarify for me. I have started going through line per line, you know, my situation with having a large group that I took over.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to find people. So if someone has not ordered and they automatically and they did not renew, say in 2015,
uh-huh,
and I didn't follow up on each one, I was slightly overwhelmed with some things, that now they've moved into the customer role, and say maybe the last year that they had their distributorship as a consultant, they didn't order anything. So now, how would I, well, I was just looking for how to approach them and offer them a carrot that maybe they should consider, because they did like, I looked back and saw the things that they used to order and stuff. You know, can I offer them any of these incentives, such as do I have to go back and eliminate that number so that they could get a 40% start as a new customer?
You know, I think you would. I think, Dory, I love the phrase that you use, offering them a carrot. I would simply make contact with them, and if there's an interest there, say, hey, while I'm on the phone with you right now, why don't I go ahead and put you in as a brand new customer? Let's get you up and running again. And you're going to receive an email with an ID number and a password, and ask them. I do this all the time. Ask people, hey, is there a password that you like, that you can remember, that's very, very simple for you? Let them, usually I go with the last name followed by how many numbers, you know, how many numerals. You know, if their last name is Hart, H-A-R-T, I would do Hart 123. Try and get it up to 7 characters. I don't know why I do that. I just do. But ask them, get them set up, and say, you're going to get this, and you can go in and log in and see what NECAN has now as far as the product offering and the restructured prices that we have to offer. And, I quickly use an example of, you know, you remember the back magnet that we had, you know, originally. Back in the early 90s, it was always $72 was the wholesale cost, and most people are familiar with that, and it was $90 retail. Well, now, you know, the customer price is $49, and it's been improved upon what we had before. You know, quote them a couple other prices if you want to, and saying, hey, and then as a brand new registered customer, you're eligible for 40% off. So that price will be considerably even cheaper than what you ever paid as a consultant. And again, if there's no interest whatsoever, then, you know, just let them go. But I think, Dory, what you'll find is that when we bring people up to speed, NECAN has a much higher retention of customer following and consultant following of people across the board because of the nature of the product that we're dealing with. It changes people's lives. And I saw that in the face of our customer yesterday that I popped in on, and she said, I just don't understand why, you know, I waited so long, and I said, well, it's okay, but now you're up and running, you got good alkaline water, and here's a gal who suffers with fibromyalgia and Lyme disease and knows the value of high alkaline water. So she was just absolutely thrilled that we could get, you know, her waterfall up and running for her.
Thank you, Vance. I had a sort of a question off of this topic. I have one person I've been talking with who is actually interested, and she is her renewal would have been the 30th, and she's under one gal, and they know each other, and she wants to connect with her. And so my question is, the person that she wants to connect with who's above her in this group, which is fine, because she mentioned that, and I said, oh, absolutely, let's call Carol, you know. And so the person, she is excited about it. Their name is Smith. The last name is Smith. And but Carol is having issues of trying to figure out lots of things, the changes in her life. So if now that this woman wants to become a customer, and she says she wants to be sure to go with Carol, if Carol it's sort of touchy. So what I wondered was, okay, sorry for going on.
No, I you're painting a great picture, and I know exactly where you're going with this, but continue on.
Okay, so if Carol, the one who is her upline, who has not been doing much, but she is interested in doing something, and while she's getting her life together, if I put her in if she wants to do something right now, the Smith family, put her in as a customer under me, could I ever move her as a customer under Carol when I help Carol get up and going? Because it just seems like things keep falling apart in her area where, you know, sometimes we need to just make decisions and make changes. And
so your question is, could you put Jane in as a customer now, and then when Carol kind of gets some stuff, gets life back in order again, put Jane back in as one of Carol's customers? Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and I don't know what, you know, the other person's name is. I just pick a name randomly. But yeah, you know, we can, that's a beautiful thing. When a customer gets registered, there's no loyalty because there's no attachment to the consultant that they're assigned with. And because there's no social security number, that's ever been registered. So even if somebody was a consultant underneath, 10, 15, 20 years ago, we can register them as a customer. There's no waiting. There's no cooling off period. We just simply put them in. And ultimately, it's up to the person joining who they want to go in under. But, if there's a mutual connection and the person right now, and they want to renew, but they just, so many things going on in their life that they can't take the time to even figure it out, well, that's okay. You want to service the customer and take care of them. And if you're doing that, then you're entitled to reaping the rewards of it. But then, you know, again, when Carol, you know, things get worked out in her life, whatever, then you put Jane back in as a customer underneath of her.
And for people who are listening, I thank you so much. I did call Niken, and they said that since the person is the person who wants to change, the Smith family, who wants to change, they order one thing a year.
Mm, okay.
And instead of renewing, I said, you know, the new pricing and et cetera. But since she is a consultant, quote, you know, so that she could buy wholesale once a year under this person, she will have to call and talk to us about it, because she's automatically, you can't just take someone, even if you're above them. I mean, you know, they have to agree to do that, you know.
Sure.
So anyway.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And I think, Dory, you bring up a valid point, because any consultant who, merely joins because they want to get the wholesale price, unless they're going to invest, you know, $400 or $500, it really is not in their best interest to spend the $99 as a consultant, to make that annual purchase. And I think Suzanne brought up a point that, you know, well, maybe you didn't bring it up, Suzanne, but my mind went this direction, that we don't need to feel guilty about offering anybody a discount below the customer price, and especially now with the 40% off savings, a 40% discount. Somebody could join as a customer every year if that's what they're going to do, and you know, to order a bunch of stuff, whatever the case may be. But I think this is going to be a win-win for everybody involved, especially those existing folks out there that are familiar with Nikan. It really will be in their best interest. And I think it's going to be quite a bit of fun when people join as new customers. And we're seeing a lot of this happen, that order replacement filters for the air or the water unit. I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised when they see their order total and it's a 40% discount. I know that I'm going to have fun following up with those and being able to say, hey, by the way, if you didn't know that, you did receive a 40% off discount on that, and that's and explain that to them. I've left a lot of phone messages for customers that are assigned to us that there was no connection, there was no relationship, just thanking them for the order. So I think this is going to really be an attraction to woo people in, and retain them longer, because they in turn could, you know, refer other people and say, man, you gotta do better than we did on that first order to really, you know, save a lot of money up front.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Dory.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, finally we have someone of the male gender. I'm starting to get worried. This sounds like Alfredo.
No, this is Stan Bogus.
Oh, good morning, Stan.
Good morning. Happy New Year, everyone. What would you consider as new registered customer? I had a gal, bought her father a pair of insoles as a customer. She registered as a customer. I told her to go on my web space and do it, but she registered as a customer. But with this 40%, she's interested in getting a sleep system. Now, with this 40% off order on my PWP, a newly registered customer will receive 40% off their first order placed on your PWP. So I can encourage her to do that she should get that 40%, don't you think?
Absolutely, without hesitation. I would just simply say, hey, you know, for the 30 seconds that it'll take you to re-register yourself, and customers can register themselves on our PWP, tell her to re-register it, and she doesn't have to change anything. You put the exact same information, doesn't even have to create a faulty email or anything, and re-register and invest in the sleep system. Absolutely.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of extra, you know, legwork, but again, how long does it take someone to type in their name, address, phone, and email and create a password? 30 seconds, 45? I know it's not that long. And boom, dada, boom, and then they get to take advantage of a 40% off. I mean, I do this all the time, do the little customer surveys after I've gone through one, or I have our daughter Emily do them to get something free. I mean, it's the way I'm wired anyways, because free is a good price. You know, it's synonymous with the last name Rogers. They go hand in hand.
And well, I guess I'm getting confused with this customer thing, because if I look on my genealogy, I have a lot of customers out there.
Mm-hmm.
So those customers could re-register, then they're not considered a permanent customer?
No. They are, as far as Nikan's database and Nikan's wanting to be able to make contact with them. But again, if I've got a newly registered customer that I registered, let's say 3 months ago, but they haven't purchased anything, this should set them up. But if, like I said, again, I'm going to go around and play play around with it and put in a mock order underneath of them, and if it doesn't give them that 40% discount, then I know that, okay, I gotta re-register them.
That's
but yeah, it's worth sending out an email or a, using the e-card system and letting people know that, hey, here's what you need to do if you've been considering making that big purchase or, you know, buying an air unit, which, by the way, as a quick reminder, I think Julie referenced this, the air units will be back, I want to say the 23rd or 25th of this month. It was the latter part of January. The air units, the Kinko Air Wellness unit, will be back. It'll still be in the well supplies last category, but they will be returning to take advantage of that. But any larger item, you know, a 40% off savings off of the consult or the customer price, that's a big deal. It really is a big deal.
I think it's Kinko Air, not the Air Wellness.
Yeah, Kinko Air. I'm sorry. Thank you, Molly. I appreciate that correction. There's been three units over the years, and I get the names all mixed up and confused. So have some fun with it. If you got a question on, you know, what excuse me, what your customer, you know, one that's newly registered or a brand new one, make up one. Put it in. Play around with it so you kind of go into this. And I would really encourage my final thing, and just, you know, to tie a bow in our conversation this morning, my best encouragement that I would give you is don't wait around until the middle of the month, till the end of January, to really sink your teeth into this thing and have some fun with it. Jump in now. Play around with it. Make some calls. You'll never know what kind of response you're going to get. And, you know, the worst thing that anybody, the one thing that I've learned over the years, the worst thing that somebody could say when we're talking to them about Nikon is never know. It's simply, oh, man, I wish you would have called me a couple weeks ago. I just found out about this, or I just registered underneath so-and-so. That's the worst thing. And, you know, the number one rule in retail sales, in the retail sales industry, if we don't take care of our customers, somebody else will. And if we wait around and try and figure out exactly the perfect line to say or the perfect way to approach people, you know, you're gonna lose them. And I think one of the things I learned from Carrie Percy a few weeks ago is getting somebody's voicemail and being able to say, hey, I got some really exciting news. Call me. That's it. That's it. She had a 100% success ratio, and every person that she left that message for that called her back, they registered as the customer and they placed an order. So why not? And this is even more exciting with anybody and everybody that we've ever talked to about Nikon. We don't have to divulge. We don't have to give them the whole enchilada on their voicemail if we don't connect with them live. But I think what we do need to do is just say, hey, call me. Got some exciting news. And this really is exciting news. So, again, everybody who is looking forward to hearing Brody Craney this morning, I apologize. I have no idea what happened, but we'll regroup and hopefully we'll have him next week. 2 weeks from this morning, I believe, let me double check. I think if my memory serves me correctly, we have, and I'm trying to get my notes to come up in my phone as fast as I possibly can. I do believe 2 weeks from today, yes, that would be the 16th, we have Elaine Connolly coming back to do just an open forum live Q&A session. Elaine's background as a registered nurse, as a cancer survivor, or cancer thriver, is how she was introduced to Nikon originally, and then recently undergoing a major, major heart surgery, and she will be with us 2 weeks from today to do an open line format Q&A session. So again, Happy New Year to everybody. If we went over something too fast or you know, you had some other questions that maybe help redefine some of the things we discussed, all the recordings, as always, are available at SaturdayAMLive.com. And if that'll be helpful for you, they're posted in sequential order. The newest ones, most recent, are at the top. And I think that's it. Thank you again, everybody. Thank you for your excellent questions, your contributions. Have a fantastic day, fantastic weekend, and stay warm, stay dry. And we will talk to you next Saturday, and we'll hopefully get Brody on the line with us, and we'll go from there. But again, Happy New Year to everybody.
To learn more about Niken, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.